Good morning. 6:38 a.m. on June 9th, 2012. Saturday morning. Kind of a lazy Saturday morning. I'll be honest, I didn't want to come out today. This is one of those days where, I really don't want to get out of my chair. I think part of it was sleep issues. Cats woke me up early this morning. I did manage to sleep in until almost 4, so that wasn't too bad. And I had a little nap between 5 and 5:30, so I've already had a nap today. It's not even 6:30 in the morning, which says something about my sleep patterns, I think. Morning. So one of the things that I knew was going to happen yesterday was that it was going to be a completely fractured day. With my wife home, with laundry running, with the guys working in the dooryard, cleaning up the brush, finishing up the pruning, running it all through what must be like a 500 horsepower chipper. This thing was taking 4-inch logs, turning them into mulch. It was staggering how fast that machine worked. But we filled a whole solid body truck, one of those big panel sized trucks, filled it with mulch from my yard. It was a lot of stuff, but it's cleaned out now, and it looks, well, to be honest, it looks barren. It looks like hell. One of the problems, of course, is as I've mentioned before, the fence along the south, the east side of my property, was being held up by all of those lilac bushes that have now been cut back to the ground so that they can come back and grow up a little more evenly, a little more, I'll pay a little more attention to them and keep them pruned a little bit. But what I've got to do now is find somebody I can hire to work on the fence. A strong wind in the wrong direction will blow it over. I think it needs at least 3, if not 5, posts. And digging up a 6-foot fence post, not something I really want to take on. Call me lazy, I'll pay somebody. So I'm going to find somebody who'll do that for me. I also had to spend some amount of time yesterday rounding up content for the website. This is something that I knew I was going to have to do. What I didn't realize was how much time that was going to take. And I'm glad I didn't have to do all of the work for the website. But this content stuff was quite a challenge. And we're probably going to have to reformat it a little bit. But I've got this stuff listed, I think. One of the things that I needed to track down was any new interviews, any new essays that I've posted. And when I started thinking about it, I was like, no, I don't write essays. I don't. And then I thought, well, yeah, actually I do. I wrote one for Miro. I've written several on amwriting.org on blogging and marketing and media. So I need to go find those and put those all in. This is all stuff that occurs outside of my normal websites. And the afternoon was taken up with the kids. It was the last day of their art camp and the end of camp show in both physical and performing arts, graphical and performing arts. That was something. I have to confess, that was something. The images that they came up with, one of the things that they had to do was take a picture of their alter ego. And so they had to come up with a picture that represented not them. And the irony there is, I think both of them came up with pictures that described them much better than they perhaps might think. I was very amused by that. The showstopper, though, was the show. The kids were dealing with issues surrounding social media, which I thought was amusing given the emphasis on social media that I've had all week because of Blog World and the New Media Expo, Social Media Expo, New Media Expo. And they were zeroing in on the notion of identity, which is not surprising given their age. The idea that online you can be anybody, you can lie. And a lot of people do. And you can be hateful, and a lot of people are. But what you have to do, and this was the depth of their thinking, and I was so hugely impressed. What you can do, what you have to do, is choose how you're going to respond. And I thought, yeah. That's pretty good for kids who are at most 17. And some of them are even somewhat younger than that. My younger daughter, this is her third year, so she's been there since she was 12. And she had a skit that she wrote. It was a solo piece, and it was the closer, like just before the big finale. And it was staggering. And the delivery was perfect. It's one thing to write something, it's another thing to deliver it. I have some experience with that, so I have some appreciation for what goes into taking words and bringing them to life. And the degree to which she did that was amazing. They close with a song that is from some musical that I've really never heard of, which is a little odd. It was called Part of the Human Heart from a musical that I think is called something like On the Island or something along those lines anyway. But her piece fed right into it. And so there was this person up there who was at once my younger daughter and at once not. She was every teen, every one of us who struggle for an identity, who struggle for meaning, who struggle for finding their place in the world, and making a conscious decision to become part of the human heart. And it was gorgeous. I've seen some of her writing in the past, and she's shown me some. I've always asked permission first. And she showed me some, and I've said for a long time now that she writes some of the most amazingly nuanced stuff I've ever seen. She writes things that are real, that are funny, that are sad. And she does it on purpose. She knows what she's doing. She discussed pieces of it with me. It's like, yeah, I put that piece in there because I thought, oh, that's going to be gross. That's going to be terrible. That's going to be funny.